Hi, JoJo.
I'm Juliet.
Nice to meet you.
Graduated from Trinity in 2009.
Not that long ago. So, as you know, St. Joseph Prep is a merger of Trinity Catholic and Mount St. Joseph Academy. So, if the merger were to happen while you were still at Trinity, how do you think you would take it?
I think I would be upset at first. You know, it's a big change. That's always hard. But I think as long as the values stay the same, some of my interests stay the same, I think I'd be cool with it.
So you mentioned your interests. So what were you interested in high school?
In high school, I was involved in a lot. a long list. I wanted to try everything.
That's good.
And that's one of the things I love about the small school. I was able to do everything between sports, drama, service trips, a little bit of everything.
So what sports did you play?
I started off with cheerleading. Mm-hmm. I did basketball, softball, and volleyball.
Nice. You sound like my friend. She does all of those. So was there any like special sport or like sports moment that really stood out to you?
Making the playoffs in volleyball was really exciting. Our team was really good my senior year. And I just loved it. We were a really close-knit team, and it was so much fun.
That sounds like fun. Okay, so now that we're done, we've talked about sports a bit, we should probably talk about like the actual school part of it. So like, was there any class or teacher that really stood out to you when you went to Trinity?
Oh, they all were great. I don't want to single any of them out too much.
No? Okay, so like, which class do you think really helped you in your like career now?
AP Calculus was a really hard class, but our teacher was great and he really worked with us. And he was really good about matching like the needs of each student. So those visual learners, he would give a visual demonstration. The auditory, he'd repeat things over and over. For me, I had a lot of like spatial learning, so he would like demonstrate by like walking across the room to represent a graph. And that was really helpful.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So what college did you
go to? I went to St. Anselm College up in New Hampshire.
So how do you think going to Trinity Catholic like helped you in St. Anselm?
So St. Anselm's also a very small Catholic school, a lot of similar values, and that's one of the things that stood out the most. Mm-hmm. And they had a really strong nursing program, which is why I chose to go there.
That's good, that's good. If you were able to restart your freshman year of high school, because I know sometimes my friends are like, oh, I wish I did better and raised my GPA up a bit, so like if there's anything in freshman year that you think you would have done differently if you had to restart it?
I think it went pretty well. I think I would have pushed myself to be a little more open, meet more people. I was really shy and quiet my first year, and then it was a total change by senior year, but I wish I jumped more into it freshman year.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard when you're
new school, new people. Yeah. So if you didn't attend TC, how do you think that would have been different, especially like when you decided to go to St. Anselm or like helping you out in your career choices and all that?
Yeah, I probably would have gone to like my town, the big high school. Definitely feel like it would have been just kind of like a number in the crowd. Wouldn't have gotten to know the teachers as well. And wouldn't have definitely not have been able to get involved in as many activities. So I might not have found my interests as well.
So you mentioned how you did some service opportunities. Do you want to like talk about one of them?
Probably my favorite was sophomore year going to the Dominican Republic. It was a small group of us. It was the best. Small group. I think there was 8 or 9 of us that went, and we really bonded over the week. The people we served were amazing. I learned a lot, and it still sticks with me, a lot of the things that I saw on that trip. One of the days we actually went to a hospital. So as a nurse now, that still really stuck with me a lot.
And would you still go today, like if you were given the opportunity to just
do that? Definitely.
And one of the key questions that we have to ask is, why do you think a Catholic education is really important, like even today?
That's a good question. Probably the values, values of family, faith, hope, those stick with me. They were part of the values I had growing up that my parents instilled in me. And then I was around a peer group that also shared those values. And I think that was really important to have those people, you know, surrounding you.
That's a solid answer. And like, what advice would you give for young people, especially like if they're deciding to go into like your career choice in nursing, and how they can use the opportunities at St. Joseph to kind of like help along that path?
Yeah, I mean, one of the values too, I think, is compassion. A big necessity for nursing. And even if you don't always have the nursing knowledge, you can fall back on your compassion, your caring about other people, and that'll really get you through. So, you know, I struggle sometimes. I'm like, I can't remember all these lab values and things like that. But it's like, what really is going to make a difference to your patients is how much you care for them, willing to go the extra mile, give them a back rub, something simple like that.
Like,
What
sports do you do?
I play soccer, basketball, and then I run track in the spring.
Two of my siblings did basketball, soccer and track, so.
Well, I'm not playing right now because I'm kind of
injured. I know, what happened?
But it was a very aggressive team, and they like to like push a little bit, one push a little too hard. So yeah, so right now we're in the middle of our basketball season, and I think it's almost done. Like, I think we're finishing in about 2 weeks.
So. Nice. Oh, I definitely remember some of the aggressive
teams. Yeah.
You know who they are.
Yeah.
The rivals.
And you know, it gets intense, especially once you play them for the second time, and then they remember how the first game went, and they're just like,
oh. Yeah. No, I unfortunately fouled a lot in basketball.
Oh.
I'm a little aggressive.
Yeah, my friend likes to foul a lot. She likes to, like, swipe.
Oh, yeah.
She likes to, like, block shots, but she ends up, like, swiping their hands or something. So, yeah. She
definitely gets your shot.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's tall, which is, like, the weird thing, because she doesn't necessarily need to swipe, but she just likes doing it. Because she also plays volleyball, so I think it's just, like, a trigger reaction for her.
Definitely.
So what position did you play when you played basketball?
I was a guard.
Oh, I'm just a former. I don't, like, dribble. I'm not really good at that.
Can't say I was that great, but I had fun playing anyway.
Yeah. Did you start off in varsity, or did you, like, work your way
up? I was on JV at first.
Yeah, me too.
Moved up. And actually, my first year, we had a freshman team, which was probably the most fun, because the freshmen were divided among JV and varsity, but when we all got to play together, it was a lot more fun.
Do you have, like, any memorable games, by any chance? Like,
games? There were a lot. Probably one of the final ones my senior year. And we had more of a losing record, but I think it was against Maimonides, maybe. They were very close in skill with us, and it was a really close game. And we ended up winning, and it was just the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah, I love games like
that. I didn't foul out of that game.
Which is an accomplishment.
I learned something by that point.
So, like, if you were describing how you play, do you think you were more like a shooter or someone who'd like to, like, drive to the basket and let you
know. Defense was definitely
just, like,
the strong point.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not the best shooter.
Me neither. And I think my coach likes to get on me about that. I'm just like, no, I'll just stick to, like, rebounding and, you know, like, stealing. That's about it.
Our practices are spent with just a lot of free throws.
Oh, yeah. He likes to practice that from the stunting. Do you remember who your coach was?
Peter Scafidi. Mm.
Did he teach any classes as well?
No, he was just a coach.
Stretch basketball.
But our assistant coach were teachers. Walter and Sanic.
So tell me about volleyball.
So volleyball, I didn't start until junior year. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things I'd always wanted to play.
But you were just kind of...
I was like, I don't know. I had done cheerleading, like, before high school, so I started with that. Mm-hmm. And then wanted to try something different. And it was so much fun. I, like, felt like I picked it up pretty quickly. Yeah, it was so much fun. We had, like, trips to the beach or those, like,
nice.
Team retreat kind of things. Just practice and just real laid back.
And about softball?
Softball was good. I played left field. A lot of running out there.
I could never.
And actually, my teammates made fun of me because I was known for getting the most walks. I wouldn't always swing. But, you know, some of the pitchers weren't great, so I just waited until
they were just like, oh no, I hit my leg.
I'm gonna wait for a good one.
Oh no.
And then I'd make it to first base. So it worked out well.
However you get on the base is fine.
And then, you know, the next couple at bat would get their good hits, and then I'd just run home.
Hey, as long as you get points on the board, that's all that matters. So, out of the three, which one would you say was your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. They're all so different, yet similar. I think our basketball team was probably the closest. I don't know. It's hard to say. Softball was nice out in the sun.
Yeah.
We called ourselves the softball family. We had t-shirts made. We had done a reunion at the end of, like, I think maybe a year after I had graduated.
Oh, that's nice.
Had people come back.
Would you guys do a reunion? Just, like, talk?
We had a fun game. and then we might have had, like, lunch after or something.
That's cool. Do you have any more questions?
I don't know, what, are you in any clubs?
That's quite a list.
Do you guys still have club day? That was something we had in high school.
Club day? I don't think so.
No, okay.
I do campus ministry. I'm in the drama club. I am the student council, like the student body treasurer, and
that's a lot.
I'm probably forgetting something, but yeah, that's basically the like.
No, I did student government too.
Yeah, what were you?
I was a class rep, I think, every year, and then senior year I ran for student government president.
I think last year we only had one person for each position, but we still had to give a speech anyways in front of the entire school, which is a little nerve-wracking because it's really hard to like sell yourself to people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was pretty
With everyone watching.
I know.